Hi, it's Dave. So there are some rumors that Tesla is working on an app store for their vehicles. Let's take a look. We'll start out with Sawyer Merritt, who tweeted yesterday. He says, rumor has it that something similar is coming to something with four wheels that starts with a T, and he's talking about an app store here. Whole Mars Catalog says, I heard that rumor too, probably from the same person. And then we have Tesla Scope says, the rumor is that Tesla has been working on their own app store since around May 2021 and will launch before deliveries of the Cybertruck. This is what we expected to be shared during the earnings call, although Elon Musk did share this would be the year of software. So we have three people hearing kind of the same rumor that Tesla is working on an app store. Last night, I went ahead and I tweeted out this question for people. I said, if Tesla releases an app store for their vehicles, what third-party apps would you like to see? And over 500 people shared their responses. So let's go through a few. Arthur Blake says, number one, Waze, or better yet, a Tesla Waze alternative that integrates Waze reports into FSD awareness. Yeah, that would be fantastic. It seems like that's one of the biggest requests, is something along the lines of Waze. Role Modes Mod says Teams or Zoom camera is already in place. Yeah, several others were talking about Zoom phone calls that you could use inside using the Tesla's cameras. Dow Joe says Android Auto or CarPlay. Yeah, we got a ton of requests for people wanting like Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Simon 101 says the beauty of an app store is that someone will come up with something you didn't know you needed. Yeah, just look at all the apps right in the Apple and Android app stores. There's just a ton of stuff out there. Think about it, says Yelp with a take me there button. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Looking for reviews and just, you know, going automatically there with your car. SK Chan says entertainment apps, Netflix, Disney Plus, and some podcast channels to listen to people like yourself dissecting company for investment knowledge. And then Elon Musk back in July of 2021 referred to the Apple App Store's fees as being a de facto global tax on the internet, and he's siding with Epic Games. And then finally, Elon Musk in 2019 on Ride the Lightning podcast says, in order for it to be worthwhile for someone to write an app, let's say for a Tesla car, there has to be enough of an install base to warrant the effort. Even if you're going to port something, it's still got to be worth the effort. As our number of vehicles grow, it starts to potentially make more sense to develop games and other applications for Tesla. We just need a lot of cars. All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on. First, several people are hearing the same rumor that Tesla is working on an app store for their vehicles. So that's exciting news. On the other hand, Elon Musk has warned that an app store only makes sense if there are enough Tesla vehicles on the road to make it worthwhile for developers. Ultimately, the App Store, I think, is a bet on autonomous driving. When cars go fully autonomous, it makes sense to use the large screen to get things done or to pass your time. Actually, in last quarter's earnings call, Elon specifically mentioned productivity and amusement as the two big areas people will be engaged with when their cars drive themselves. So as Tesla is getting closer to full self-driving, it does make sense that they start laying the foundation for an in-car software platform that developers can access to upload and update their apps. The big question, though, is why not just allow Apple CarPlay or Android Auto? Wouldn't that be better for people in the car? They could have access to already a large library of apps, and Tesla doesn't need to spend resources and focus to make their own app store. I think it actually comes down to the scale of opportunity. If Tesla thinks they are going to be selling 20 million cars a year by 2030, and that all the cars they sell eventually will drive themselves, then there appears to be a very large opportunity that Tesla is looking at. For one, there's lots of ways to perhaps try to make the in-car experience better than Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Also, Elon has commented that he thinks Apple's App Store fees are like a de facto global tax on the internet. In other words, not relying on Apple could help Tesla skirt around a company they think aren't aligned best with the interests of their customers. That said, there are some major challenges with rolling out your own app store. For one, there are a ton of software to build to make a legit app store work, like a programming SDK or software developer kit, APIs, tools, and a developer portal. There's a reason why Apple and Google have thousands of engineers working on this stuff, because it is really complicated. On the other hand, we could be entering a period where web apps are getting close to the performance or experience of native mobile apps. So perhaps Tesla can make some kind of hybrid app store where developers can package up web apps that they can update directly themselves. There still would be an initial app approval approval process, especially for apps accessing certain APIs provided by Tesla, like location or access to certain car functions. But if the app is more of a hybrid or web-based app, then at least Tesla doesn't need to develop all the native software code and tools that an Apple App Store or Android Play Store would require. Then there's always the option of running Android as part of the Tesla Center console, meaning Tesla could use an emulator of sorts to launch an Android OS that could run Android apps. But then there still lies the issue of how do these apps access certain APIs from Tesla vehicles? It's likely Tesla could find a way to work all of this out, but it's going to be challenging nevertheless. So what's my overall assessment? I think it makes sense for Tesla to roll out their own app store. The trajectory of where we're headed is that of an autonomous driving future, and we're going to be spending a ton of time in our cars. A lot of that time will be either on our phones or looking at the car screen. And ultimately, the car screen has potential to be a better experience since it's larger. But there are definitely trade-offs because Tesla won't have access to millions of existing native apps that are found on the phone. I think Tesla has a smart group of folks working on this, and I think their initial focus will be entertainment and productivity. So I would expect more games, more streaming video and audio apps, and more apps that will allow you to get work or things done. And as Tesla makes more vehicles, the dynamics of Tesla's app store will change radically, giving more incentives for developers to make some creative and real value-added applications to the platform. Overall, I'm bullish on the Tesla app store. Initially, it might be a slow start, but ultimately, I think it's going to play a huge role in how people spend their time in their cars. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I also want to highlight a recent interview I did actually this morning with Yannick Kilcher. He runs a popular machine learning and AI channel. He reviews the latest research papers out there on artificial intelligence. I had him on my channel this morning to discuss Tesla full self-driving, Tesla Dojo, the future of AI, and a bunch of really, I think, crucial and important topics. So I'll go ahead and link that video in the video description for you guys to check it out. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.